News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. A small community bank was robbed by a lone gunman in Hatley yesterday. WSAU reporter Larry Lee has the details.
The suspect is described as a white male, approximately 25 to 30 years of age. He has brown hair, a baseball hat, and blue and white plaid shirt. He wore a snowmobile mask and demanded money from tellers at the Banner Bank in Hatley at about 2:40 p.m. Police from several agencies responded. The suspect drove away, but officers found his abandoned getaway vehicle shortly after the robbery. They don't know if the robber had another vehicle or if he escaped on foot. An undisclosed amount of cash was taken. No bank employees or customers were injured in the incident. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A Wausau man arrested last January during a prostitution sting has reached a plea bargain. He's 27-year-old Brandon Crum, charged with patronizing a prostitute, possessing and delivering methamphetamine, and maintaining a drug trafficking place. Crum had responded to an ad on the Backpages.com website for a prostitute, which was actually placed by police. They discovered a few hundred dollars worth of undelivered drugs in his car after he was arrested. In a separate undercover prostitution sting, we now know the name of the Wausau School District teacher who was nabbed in that case from last month. 36-year-old Aaron Kotke, one of eight people, fined $2,000 for offering to pay for sex. He was a fifth-grade teacher at Franklin Elementary School. He submitted a resignation letter earlier this week. It'll be considered by next Monday at the school board meeting. The box full of abandoned kittens found along a Lincoln County highway are all going to be okay. The Humane Society director Liz Frivedels, says the eight male and seven female cats are getting a lot of attention from her shelter staff. They were left in that box with flaps shut in hot outdoor conditions, and they didn't have access to food or water.
Initially, we were very concerned about heat stroke and the severity of the upper respiratory symptoms that they were showing, but we had our vet in yesterday to check them. Everyone has been cleared. We're going to have to continue them on antibiotics for a while, but they are definitely all going to make it.
Now, it was a passerby who found the kittens in this box and then took them to the Humane Society for care. These kittens are soon going to be adopted out. You can find more information at the Lincoln County Humane Society's Facebook page, and we have a link at WSAU.com. Wisconsin officials are expected to release some good economic news in the next week or so. State Representative Bob Culp says the Department of Revenue is preparing for the latest projections of the state's equalized property value. Culp says preliminary figures show that Wisconsin property values are going up.
The best I can ascertain is that there'll be about a 2.5% more or less increase in equalized property values. That'll take the property values of the taxable base, I should say, of the property across the state from $465.5 billion up by $12 billion, which means that there'll be a lot more revenues coming into the state because of those equalized values.
Culp says because we're facing a possible structural deficit at the state level, the higher property values would bring in more revenue to virtually every level of government. The Ebola outbreak is receiving the highest alert from the Centers for Disease Control to level 1 activation, which is reserved for the most dangerous public health emergencies. The virus is believed to have killed close to 1,000 people, mostly in Western Africa. President Obama vows to continue signing executive orders to counteract what he sees as congressional inaction. At a news briefing late yesterday afternoon, the president says he would prefer to work with Congress, but he says he cannot reverse political gridlock and dysfunction by himself. House Republicans are still working on a plan to sue the president over his increased use of executive orders. Here's a first look at our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies and nice once again for today. A high of 81 with an east-southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight mainly clear, a low down to 55. On Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, warm and dry, a high of 81. On Saturday, partly cloudy, high once again 81. And just a tad warmer on Sunday, partly cloudy, a high of 82. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Now that's a nice stretch of August weather around central Wisconsin. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.